জয়াধাম কুঞ্জবিহারি গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবরধারি জয় গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবরধারি যশোদানন্দন পদজনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন পদজনরঞ্জন রামন তীরাচারী জানতে রাবণচারী রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী জয় বিষ্ণুভাদ পরমহংস পরিচকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর তত শ্রী শ্রীমান ভাইন গ্রেস শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি জয় অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণবিন কি জয় নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয় শ্রীমদ শ্রী শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত কি যায় সমবেদ বক্তবৃন্দ কি যায় ও গ্লোরি টু দি সাম অফ দ্য ডিভোটিস অ গ্লোরি টু দি সাম অফ দ্য ডিভোটিস অ গ্লোরি টু দি সাম অফ দ্য ডিভোটিস অ গ্লোরি টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গা জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় ঘোষ ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় ঘোষ ভক্ত বৃন্দ প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি So on this 23rd day of September 2017 in Alachua, Florida, we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we will beginning to read Chapter 12, verse 136, and we're going on for 14 verses. Nishinga mandira bita bahira sodila Chaneka vishrama kadi nritya arambhila Nishinga mandira bita bahira sodila চনেক বিশ্রাম করি নৃত্য আরম্ভিল নৃসিংহ মন্দির ভিতর বাহির সদিল চনেকে বিশ্রাম করি নৃত্য আরম্ভিল নৃসিংহ মন্দির ভিতর বাহির সদিল Shanika Vishrama Kadi Mritya Arambhila. Ladies? No? Nishinga Mandiram Bhitam Bahira Shodhila. Shanika Vishrama Kadi Mritya Arambhila. Okay, so we'll read the synonyms together. Nishinga Mandir, the temple of Nishingadev, Bhitara, inside, Bahira, outside, Shodhila, cleansed, Chanika, for a few moments, Vishrama, rest, Kadi, after taking, Mritya, dancing, Arambhila, began. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Nrisimha temple inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. Purport. The Nrisimha temple is a nice temple just outside the Gundicha temple. In this temple, there is a great festival on the day of Nrisimha Chaturdashi. There is also a Nrisimha temple at Navadvip where the same festival is observed, as described by Murari Gupta in his book Chaitanya Charita. Next verse. We can chant together. Charidike bhakta gana kadena kirtan madhye nritya karen prabhu matta singhasam. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. Sveda kampa vayavanyasu pullaka hunkar. Nija anga dhuli age chale asudha. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. Chari dike bhakta anga koila prakshalana shavanera mega jena kade gadesham. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like the rains in the month of Shravana. Maha uccha sankirtane akasha bhalila brabhura udanda nritye bhumi kampa hoila. The sky was filled with a great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarupera uccha gana prabhure sada bhai anande udanda nritya kare gora rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, when Swarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. E matta katta kanna nritya ye kariya vishama karila prabhu samaya bhujiya. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstances, he stopped. Achaya Gosari Putra Sri Gopalanam Nitya Kadite Tanre Agya Dila Goradham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. Prema Veshe Nitya Kadi Hoilam Huchite Achaitana Hanyatenha Padila Bhumite. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. Aste vyaste acharya tande koila kole svasa rahita deki acharya hoila vikale. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaita Acharya hastily took him upon his lap. Seeing that he was not breathing, he became very much agitated. Nishinghera mantra paddi mare chala chanti Omkarera shabde brahmanda jaya pati. Advaita Acharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisimha and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. Aneka karila tabu na hoy chetan Acharya kande na kande sabam bhaktagan. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees began to cry. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanra Bukhe Hasta Dila Uttaha Gopala Bali Uchai Swade Kahila. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, Gopal, stand up! Sunitai Gopalera Hoila Chaitan Hadi Bali Nritya Kare Sarva Bhaktagan. As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. Elila Vani Achen Dasa Vrindavan Ateva Sanchepa Kadi Kadilun Varnan. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, I have described it only in brief. Purport. This is a matter of etiquette. If a previous acharya has already written about something, there is no need to repeat it for personal sense gratification or to outdo the previous acharya. Unless there is some definite improvement, one should not repeat. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmidatamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto him and all members of Sri Chaitanya. So by one verse, I miss the very substantial and conclusive and nectarian purport in text 135, which concludes the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. You may remember last week, there must have been a very nice class from that purport. So not knowing quite what to say about this specific pastime, I kind of picked up or tried to see what was the essence of the pastime, and I came to the conclusion that it was Lord Chaitanya waking us up. And so I'm going to read a little address Prabhupada gave on May 20th, 1969 in Columbus, the day after that historic kirtan on the campus of the University of Ohio. I don't know if you ever read about that. It was packed with the students who were interested to see Prabhupada, and also Allen Ginsberg was there. And Prabhupada, the kirtan was going, and they were jumping out of their seats. They were crying. These are just people who just walked off the street. Yeah, it's amazing. You should read the kirtan. It's in the old BTG. You'll find it on the database. So if you can't find it, write me. I'll send it to you. So the day after that, Prabhupada is giving a talk, probably for the devotees, and he's explaining the song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. So since that's what he said more or less to Gopal, and is very pertinent, I thought I'd read. I'm going to read this. It's quite short. He just explains the song, and then we can explore a little bit. Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole. Jeev means the living entities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking all living entities to wake up. Please wake up. Please get up. Jago. Jago means wake up. Jeev jago, gora chanda bole, kota nidra jao maya pisha chera kole. How long will you go on sleeping on the lap of the witches, maya? Bajibo baliya ese sangsara bitare. In the womb of your mother, you promised that this life you will engage in the matter of developing your Krishna consciousness. Buliya rohili tumi avidyara bhare. But you have forgotten everything under the spell of the illusory energy. Close quote. And Prabhupada's quoting all that from Lord Chaitanya. Actually, when the child remains within the womb of his mother, packed up in airtight bag, at the age of 7 months within the womb, now those 7 months are lunar months, that's why Prabhupada says after 10 months the baby comes out, so 6.5 months. At the age of 7 months, when he develops his consciousness, he feels very uncomfortable, and the fortunate baby prays to God, please relieve me from this awkward position and this life. I shall fully engage myself in developing my God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Close quote on the baby. But as soon as the child comes out of the womb, his mother, under the spell of these three modes of material nature, he forgets and he cries and the parents take care and the whole thing is forgotten. There is one instance of Parikrit Maharaj when he was in the womb of his mother. The enemy, Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, he released a weapon called the Brahmastra. The Brahmastra could kill even within the womb. So at that time, Lord Krishna entered and saved the child. The child saw the form of Krishna and was remembering. And when the child came out, he was trying to find out where is that form. He was searching after Krishna. So the astrologers who were present there, they could understand that this child is seeking something. Therefore, his name was given, Parikshit. Parikshit means one who was always trying to test. Pariksha. Pariksha means test, examination. There are many examples, of course, very rare, the child remembers. Generally forgets. So Lord Chaitanya is trying to wake up all children of Maya, nature's sons, to wake up. The similar instruction is in the Vedic Upanishad. Uttishtata Jagrata. The advice is that everyone should now wake up. They should not sleep under the spell of illusion, material nature. This human form of body must be utilized. The same thing Lord Chaitanya is speaking in ordinary song. Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole. All living entities wake up. Don't miss this opportunity. Kota Nidra Jamaya. How long you shall remain asleep in this way under the spell of Maya? This is the opportunity. Don't sleep. Then he says, you have forgotten, but I have brought one medicine, just like, close quote, just like when a man remains unconscious under some intoxication or snake bite. There are some herbs. If it is put before the nostril and if the patient smells, immediately he gets consciousness. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have brought also one medicine. E niche aushadi maya nasi baro lagi. This medicine can dissipate your forgetfulness under the spell of Maya. Eniche Ashari Maya Nashi Baro. What is that? Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi. This is the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Please take it. The idea is that if one simply chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His unconscious stage or sleeping stage under the spell of illusory Maya will gradually vanish. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So this is a song composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he says that Bhaktivinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur took advantage of the instruction of Lord Chaitanya and immediately fell down on the lotus feet of the Lord. Hari Nama Mahamantra Loilo Magiya. And very humbly he begged Lord Chaitanya, kindly give me this medicine and I shall utilize it. The whole instruction is that all sleeping members of the human society, they should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and willingly they should accept. Then there will be immediate effect and everyone will be out of the clutches of Maya and his original consciousness or Krishna consciousness will be awakened and his life will be sublime. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is a very wonderful song and a wonderful explanation by Srila Prabhupada. And it very much corresponds to Lord Chaitanya's mercy on Gopal, this miracle that Lord Chaitanya performed. I looked for it in the Chaitanya Bhagavad and couldn't find it. I'm thinking Prabhupada might be maybe thinking of when he brought Shiva's dead son back to life. Anyway, maybe it's in there. But in any case, this is a central theme or central content of the preaching of all of our acharyas is that we're asleep, we're in illusion here in material consciousness, life after life. And throughout the Bhagavatam you'll find this analogy of sleeping and dreaming being used and the fact we have to come out of it in order to understand reality and in order to perfect human life. I pointed this out several times. I think you may remember last time I was here, there's one verse in the Bhagavatam that's repeated 5 times. One of the times is a slight variation, but the meaning is basically the same. And it has to do with this idea of waking up from the dreaming state. So this verse is spoken twice by Krishna in Uddhava Gita. It's spoken by Kapila Dev. It's spoken in the fourth canto somewhere. And then one more time. So the verse is this, Arte avidyamane pi samstatir nanavartate dhyayato vishayanasya swapne anartagamo yata. Which means that for one who is meditating on the objects of the senses, the miseries of life in this material world, called samsara or samstati, do not cease. Just as for one who is suffering in a nightmare, the miseries don't cease until he wakes up. So this is obviously an important verse if it's repeated so many times, and it's directly pertinent to this. So how is it that we're all sleeping? We're all in this illusion. Well, there's this spell. We have chosen to forget Krishna. When we forget Krishna, we turn away from Krishna. Maya is immediately there to grab us and to take us down and cover our knowledge. There's no waiting. We don't have to call Maya. She's ready. As soon as we turn away from Krishna and want to forget him. Why would we ever do that? Because we want to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. This is the material disease. And what's striking about this verse, I always thought, this Arte Vidyamanipi verse, is that he's saying that these miseries, just like the enjoyments of Maya, are ultimately unreal. They're often compared to a mirage, mrigatrishna. A mrigatrishna, a very, very graphic word in Sanskrit. That which the deer thirst after. That which the animals run after into the desert. The mrigatrishna. That literally means that which deers are thirsty for. Or animals in general. So, this is used all the time. The mirage. What is a mirage? A mirage is something that seems very real and may be attractive. But when you try to enjoy it and try to capture it, it's not there anymore. We may have all experienced in driving on a hot road and you'll see some water on it, and you know, it's not really there. You know, it's it always stays in the distance. So this whole world is like a mirage. The Maya bodies were taught right away that they make a big mistake, right? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Right? They say, no, it's not mitya. They say that this world is false. It doesn't really exist. The Buddhists especially like to say that. It exists, but our perception of it, the way we take it of it, that's where the illusion is. That's what doesn't exist. That's what's ephemeral. It begins with the body, with taking the body to be the self. That's the basic mistake. Probably say you make it have a big mathematical equation, and you make a mistake at the beginning, and everything else you may get right, but that beginning is wrong, and the whole thing is wrong. So similarly, this identification with the body, which we commonly call false ego, is the seed, if you will, upon which the whole material world is based. When you read the third canto of Kapila Dev's teachings, there's this fascinating chapter describing the creation, and it's all about how the false ego interacts with the material energy in different modes of nature, producing the intelligence, the mind, the senses, the object of the senses. Everything starts with that false ego. Now, it's interesting that in different forms of yoga, for instance, Ashtanga yoga, you start with the yam niyam, right? The moral do's and don'ts. You have to be virtuous. And then you start with sitting, and then there's pranayama, and there's pratyahara, control of the breath, withdrawing the senses, and trying to concentrate, and being able to meditate, finally samadhi. In karma yoga, you start with the actions, you know, the fruits of your actions, give those. In jnana yoga, it's all about the intelligence, discriminating matter from spirit. In bhakti yoga, you start with the false ego, which is really the heart of the problem. That's why Ashtanga yogis, they can become very proud. We have so many nice examples in Bhagavatam, Durvasa Muni, right? He was a hugely powerful yogi, but he hadn't taken one step toward realization of Krishna. He insulted Ambarish. He was committed great offense. You see. So these siddhis that come, or the Maya bodies, also they're also becoming very proud of their prowess of analyzing Vedanta Sutra. But the devotees, we begin to bow down. The first thing, bow down. First thing is shut up and listen. Right? It's, you don't know. That's the whole idea. And you agree to become a shishya, which is a disciple, means one who agrees to be controlled by the acharya. In other words, humility is really the step through the threshold of bhakti, is understanding, I don't know. Wasn't that Arjuna's mood in the second chapter, text number 7, when he stopped arguing with Krishna, trying to put all these arguments out, you know, based on the Vedas, why he shouldn't fight. And finally he says, Karpan nidosho pahata sabhava prachamitan dharma samudha cheta. I'm dharma samudha cheta. I'm a muda. I can't figure out what dharma is. And dharma is essential. This is essential for human life. In Vedic culture, it's the essence. You know, the whole Sabha Parva, right? That whole assembly where Draupadi was pulled out. The whole thing is a discussion of Dharma. What's the right thing to do? You know? Anyway, we'll get a little far afield. So he's saying, I don't know what to do. So, now I'm approaching you in a different mood. I don't want to argue with you why I won't fight. I'm simply asking you to please explain to me for certain, what is the Dharma, what is the way by which I can attain Shreya, I can attain my ultimate good for myself and everybody else. Now I'm Yashishya Prapanna, this key word, Prapanna, bowing down, humility. And then the instruction starts with typical chastisement. That's what the guru should do. Okay. You know, shochanam shochasam, you're speaking these learned words, but it's all on the basis of the bodily concept. So we're back to the illusion, the dream. You're waking up from the dream. So Lord Chaitanya has come. And Krishna has come as Lord Chaitanya. And in the mood of a devotee, that he's going out and he's canvassing. He says, wake up, sleeping souls. You're suffering control of Maya, this witch, you know. Now, of course, Maya is ultimately a devotee. We know that. But she acts in such a way to undermine us, to allure us, to take us away from Krishna consciousness, to really test us, to see how much we're willing to reform. Because it's really a reform. We made the mistake. We turned away from Krishna. We decided to forget him, to enjoy. And we've been searching for this will-o'-the-wisp mirage for millions and millions of births and being frustrated. So we need help. We need an intervention. I gave this example yesterday, or last time I gave it. Yeah, yesterday. That we're all addicts here, which means that we're not in our right consciousness. We're bewildered. We're dreaming. We're hallucinating. Right? All different ways. And looking for material solutions to our problems. But they'll never work. As Prahlad says in his famous verse, dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkam. The very remedies. Here the real aushadi is given in the form of Hare Krishna mantra. But we have so many others we concoct for clearing or negating the dukkha, the miseries of this world. But those very so-called solutions or remedies give more dukkha. Dukkaushadam tadapi dukkam. You see the problem. You think of the actual remedies they try to give for diseases, medicines, right? You'll see, I remember this is some years ago, but it's going on. There's a law. Otherwise they wouldn't give it. There's a law. When they advertise some medicine, they have to also give the side effects, right? So in the magazine, there's the idea, oh yes, you take this, you'll be free from depression, or your skin will clear up, or whatever it is, you know. And then you turn the pages, two pages of side effects. Your liver may fail. I mean, I swear, one of the side effects I saw, I'm not making this up, was death. You know, beware of that one, you know. So this is it, you know, and people are still buying the medicines. Well, maybe it won't happen to me, you know. But the thing is, taking the material solutions for any problem inevitably results in disaster. Because if nothing else, it means that you're not taking the real medicine and you're going to get another birth. And that's complete defeat. You see? So, the only solution, especially in this age, is chanting the holy name of Krishna. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Maha Mantra is so powerful that it gives us a direct experience of Krishna. It puts you directly in touch with Krishna. And as soon as that happens, the purification starts happening very, very powerful. The purification of what? Of the illusion, of the material desires, of all of the anarthas we've accumulated from millions of births. It's right there, the beginning of Bhagavatam, second chapter. Shunmutam sakata krishna punyashavana kirtana karudyam taksto yabadhani virunoti suritstham. Famous verse, probably, is that when, this is Krishna Katha. The essence of Krishna Katha is the holy name. So when we start chanting, when we get a taste for chanting, what the previous verses they describe in how to get a taste serving the guru by hearing from him, first and foremost. So Krishna within the heart, who's the best friend of all of us, he's Surit. He says Surit at Sarvadehina, every living entity. So then he starts cleansing very powerfully. Virunoti Suritsatam. Abhadrani Virunoti Suritsatam. And as that cleansing takes place, that's proportional to our waking up. Because we're waking up from this long nightmare of material life. And if we pursue it properly under the guidance of the Guru, the Sadhu, and the Shastra, then we can stay awake and we won't fall back to sleep. The danger is that we do it, with half enthusiasm, we do a little here, a little there, and we go back to sleep. We go back to dreaming. Because, yes, there are austerities to perform. There's necessity of discipline. Because for so many births, we've been accustomed, probably calls the conditioning, to not think of Krishna, and to try to enjoy these senses, and to look in the material world for the solutions to our problems when they're not there. So it's an extremely radical 180 degree turn, and it's not easy to keep on that 180 degrees. Sometimes we go 150 degrees, 145 degrees, and sometimes we're back at 90 degrees. So therefore we need association, we need the guru, we need the books, what Prabhupada gave us. We need the ISKCON society. And that's the context in which this Hare Krishna mantra is proving to be. In the past 50 years, it's proven to be. In any environment, any country, any nationality, there's no restriction. If you take it and you properly, regularly chant and try to avoid the offenses, in other words, do it according to the established principles, it works every time when one's whole life is transformed. But it's very much a question of waking up and staying awake. So this song is much beloved by the devotees, one of the earliest songs that learned from Srila Prabhupada. And one of the reasons it is so much chanted, sometimes that we hear it, sometimes Nagaraj Prabhu, I think Nagaraj or somebody is chanting in Mangal Arti. It's a morning song. These are both, Udila Arana is the other half part of the song. I remember that was very prominent in Mayapur, the Navadvip Mandal Parakram. They would sing it. The devotees start out, and Udila Aruna means that the sun is rising. Aruna means reddish. Reddish sun is rising. Well, let's get going on the parakram, And the same idea. He's calling out. Why are you just wasting your time decorating your bodies, and moving toward death? Isn't it? You remember? It's very dramatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking, Lord Chaitanya is speaking through Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it's, and Prabhupada, he refers here to Parikit, who didn't, wake up in the womb. He saw Krishna in the womb, is very rare. And he was looking for him ever after. And that's why he's known as Parikshit. So we should take these examples of those who actually woke up and followed the injunction. Also the Upanishadic injunction. Uttisthita jagrata prapavaranya bodhata. That's the line. Then it goes on describing how it's a razor's edge, right? The thought process is not so easy. But still, wake up, get up, wake up and get up. And understand the great treasure you have achieved in the human form of life. Prapya varam. Varam means a benediction. Nibodhita. Understand that you have achieved it. This is a very important point, because one of Maya's tricks is to convince us that, yes, I understand, but I have so many things doing now. I got the family life, I got the school, I got to make some money, I got to pay my rent. So I'm going to take it, but at my own rate, at my own spirit. There's no time to waste. The Shastra says, Prabhupada was fond of quoting this verse from the 11th canto. Labhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. Manushyam artadam nityam apiya dhira. Turnam yateta napatiram mityayava nikshaya saya visaya kalasarva tatsyat. You have attained this human form of life after coming through so many species. And like all the other forms of life, it's temporary. An anityam. But it has a very special characteristic. Artadam. Mean that it can give the swarta. It can give the real goal of the soul. There's so much arta, but it's, what did Prahlad say? Natev du svarta katimi Vishnu. Durashiya ye bahiratma. The bahirata means external to the soul. So many goals people have. Money and fame and beauty and all of these different things. You know? But they don't know that the real goal of their life is Vishnu. So this human form of life alone can actually awaken us to that and give us the opportunity to achieve it. So this verse says, turnam yateta. Very important word, turnam, means quickly, without wasting any time. Yateta means strive. In other words, put your whole energy and your enthusiasm. What's that verse? Utsahana seyadaryat tatta karma pravartana. If you want to achieve, you have to be enthusiastic and determined. And also patient in the matter of performing all of the activities of bhakti. And you have to avoid the association of non-devotees, which will just dilute and undercut your enthusiasm and follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas. So this person strive for the nikshayasa, the ultimate good. As long as one hasn't died yet, anumritya yavat. In other words, as long as you have your life in your body. Now the word anumritya means it's always following you. You know, we can die at any moment. The point of this verse is it's urgent. Don't waste time. So at any moment, we don't know how long we have. So strive as hard as you can now at this point to become realized and achieve the ultimate good. Because after all, in all these other forms that he mentions, we've enjoyed all different varieties of sense gratification. And what has it gotten us? Another body to suffer old age, disease, and death. So a very significant verse, probably we'll often quote. And these kind of verses, they're meant for us, certainly, but they're also meant for people who've never heard about Krishna before. In other words, Prabhupada was always preaching to new people as well as his established devotees, so he would choose a certain set of verses that apply to both, oftentimes. So this is I was reminded of this and explored it in this amazing pastime where Lord Chaitanya brings back Gopal. And in the other one, where he brings back Srivas's son, who passed away during Kirtan, I don't know if you remember that, that's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya's, this is before they broke out the Harinam. There was a whole period where he would only have Harinam in Srivas's Angan, Srivas's place. And some of the, you know, smarter Brahmins were banging on the door, we want to see Lord Chaitanya dancing, but they wouldn't let him in. And so one of them cursed Lord Chaitanya. Do you remember that? He cursed Lord Chaitanya. You'll never have any material happiness. And he accepted. Thank you. He blessed it. One time during that kirtan, Shivas' young son passed away. And Shivas understood, but the kirtan went on, and then the ladies were all, you know, lamenting in the other room. And Shiva said, keep it quiet. We don't want to interrupt. You know, Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Even his own son had passed. So after some time, Rajesh said, I'm not feeling the same ecstasy. This happened several times, remember? What's going on? What happened? So Shiva explained to him. So Lord Chaitanya went in, he's consoling everybody, giving them, you know, transcendental knowledge. And then he brings the son, the soul back into the body. Just like Chitraketu. Isn't it the same thing with his son? And the son, you know, starts preaching, basically. Well, who is my real father? I've had so many other fathers. My time in this body was gone, you know, so forth. And so that has the effect of soothing everybody. They see him once again and they understand the transcendental knowledge. So that was another instance where Lord Chaitanya showed that miracle. There's a lot of miracles. That's, you know, I don't know if you, one of the ones that really struck me when I recently reread the Chaitanya Bhagavat is Nityananda's passage from Orissa when Lord Chaitanya said, you have to go preach in Bengal. Lord Chaitanya just wanted to stay with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda wanted to stay with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. He said, no, you have to go preach in Bengal. I'm here in Puri. You know, that's my home. So he said, he surrendered. He said, okay. He was, you know, sold out to Lord Chaitanya. He worshipped him. And so he starts out with his intimate associates, the 12 Gopals, and they gather a whole crowd. And they're doing kirtan, and they don't bother, there's no GPS. And they don't have a map, and they don't ask directions, right? They just go, you know? And at a certain point, they don't know where they are, and they say, can you tell us how to get to Bengal? I say, you went so many miles out of the way, go back this way. So then they turn around, and they go too far the other way. So it's just a wandering back and forth. And as they go, they stop in different villages, And they have this kirtan, and one goes on for a month. And the little, did you ever read this? The little children are pulling trees out of the ground. And nobody's eating. Even, you know? It's right there in the Chaitanya Bhagavan. I mean, devotees wondering about the fifth canto. I don't know if I can accept this. Well, what about this? If, you know, if you can accept the little children pulling the trees out of it, not multiple trees at once, I swear it's in there. And not eating for a month. Who cares about the fifth canto? That, somehow it's true, right? The point is that, that it's just, you know, it's amazing. And it's, there's a lot in there about Nityananda because he's the guru of Vrindavan Das Thakur, whole chapters. In fact, you know, 600 verses, I mean, in one chapter. Finally he says, oh, the book's getting too long, and he stops. Which actually is good fortune because that meant that we needed the Anta Lila, so that compelled the devotees to ask Krishna's Kaviraj, and we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So both of those books together are really, very, very conclusive, you know, wonderful biographies of Lord Chaitanya in great detail. Okay, so that's about all I can speak on that verse. Does anyone have any questions? Raga.
So one of the things you said probably when you were talking about Chief Dharma.
Wait for the mic.
Oh, sure.
She has a pretty loud voice, I could hear her. But go ahead.
Okay, so I'm thinking that when... Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay. So I think it's when you were discussing Jeev Jago that I was reminded that I had heard that when a devotee falls from the spiritual sky that they fall into a quite a high position. Like
it's there Brahma. In the ninth canto. Prabhupada revealed in the ninth canto. Lord Brahma, the right. First birth you get.
Right. So then we actually just degrade is it that
not every Brahma goes back to Godhead. Some want to enjoy it and they come down gradually. That's the way he describes it there.
Thank you.
Sam. Sure. Anyone else? Okay. If not, I will end with, it is said that one should end with something sweet. So yesterday it was Radheti Namanama Sundara Sita Mugdam, which probably I could do again without... But this one is an English poem I wrote, describing the painting that we've probably all seen. This is a painting of Gopal sitting in the forest, and there's a little dove on his hand. There's a swan here. There's a deer here. I don't know if there's a cow. I think there's a cow. And it was painted after a painting that was like famous from India, one of the Brijbasi prints, you know, Krishna sitting in the forest, very ideal. So he's trying to visualize that painting. This is about that. The sweetness of Sri Krishna's form beguiled. Now there's also echoes of Krishna Karnamrita, Madhuram Madhuram Bhavarasavibha. Do you know that verse? The sweet... I'm sorry? No, but you can give it a name, okay? The sweetness of Sri Krishna's form beguiles. Still sweeter, I'm sorry. Please look at Shama Sundar as I give you this poem. You'll see, it's very nice. The sweetness of Sri Krishna's form beguiles. Still sweeter is his face, like autumn moon. But sweeter than the sweetest is his smile, whose luscious beauty makes the gopi swoon. Govinda's beauty captivates the doves, the swans, the deer, the cows, and every tree. Indeed, in Braja, every creature loves Sri Krishna and is drowned in ecstasy. That all enchanting land is paradise, our home where we may dwell eternally. Most welcome there are those who pay the price to learn to love Sri Krishna perfectly. So Raga, before I leave, you'll give it a name? Yes, go ahead. Yes, I do. I have a whole ashtaka. Oh, it looks like we have time, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to call it up on my little machine here, because I don't have it all memorized. If you'll give me a second. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yes. And Prabhupada. I should start with Prabhupada. We're going to have a little reading. Why not? We have time. So, Prabhupada's pranam. Om, I bow to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose mission is to teach the art of truly serving God. To Krishna, no one on this earth can be more dear than he. For at Sri Krishna's lotus feet, he dwells eternally. Obeisances to you, O prime disciple of your Lord, Sri Saraswati Thakur, wielder of the preaching sword. By preaching Lord Chaitanya's words, you saved these western lands from voidism, impersonalist creeds, and all such shams. Gopimanandi Hari Hari Bo. All right. So now, this is the third Chaitanyashtaka by Rupa Goswami, which begins the Stavamala. But before I do that, I want to read this little one. A peon to Srila Prabhupada. Now, this was originally written for Vyasa Puja Day, but I kind of tweaked it a little so we could say it any day. Oh, Prabhupada, we hail the day when you appear just like a ray of Krishna's vast effulgence bright to give this blind world back its sight. We thank you from the bottom of our heart and pray with deepest love that we may serve your lotus feet in every circumstance we meet. As years go by and books go out, we see what life is all about, to serve your mission and our Lord's by spreading wide your sacred words. As well, you want us all to strive to let those words direct our lives. This safest path will lead us home, no more in Maya's realm to roam. Gopimanandi Hari Bo, Srila Prabhupada. The book distributors especially liked it. This was originally a mission statement for the BBT. It's still pasted on the wall there. You'll see it. I put 10 years. So that's why it says, as years go by and books go out. But we can all relate to that. All right, I'm not going to read the Sanskrit here. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. In the verse you quoted from Jawad Maharaj.
Yes.
That has a very in the verse you quoted from Jawad Maharaj. That is a very, very sweet phrase that Srila Prabhupada translated his words. Before another death takes place. Therefore. Before another death takes place.
Very good, very good.
I don't remember how it finishes.
Now, I don't know if that was Prahlad. That was the one that Labhavasudulam
Abhidam. Oh, I thought it was Prahlad. Yeah, therefore, before another death takes place, you should become Krishna conscious.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. that increases the sense of urgency. That's the whole idea. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so this is the third Chaitanyashtaka. I'm just going to read the English. It's, and then we may have to adjourn. So the whole idea is this is a meditation on Lord Chaitanya in Puri, because Rupa Goswami spent a good 8 months with him there, and a lot of this is based on that visit that he had. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the multitude of gods, beginning with Lord Shiva, in whose heart devotion throbs. You've made Lord Jagannath's great city by the sea your home, and there you shine with splendor as in ecstasy you roam. For all your loving devotees who beam like many moons, you are a wish-fulfilling tree bestowing endless boons. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. So Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami's words is, Munda Kripa. Munda means someone who's slow, who's a fool. So he's taking the role of an ignorant fool. Shripad Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya never finds the limits of your glories, what to speak of lesser minds. Even Lord Ananda and your other incarnations find their power to extol you fraught with limitations. Your vast intelligence will surely never know defeat. I humbly bow before you and most earnestly entreat, O Lord Chaitanya Sri Mukunda Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The glorious Upanishads had kept the secret sealed. By them, the gem of pure devotion never was revealed. Nor did your most exalted incarnations show that jewel, for only you yourself could bring about the great renewal of Krishna Bhakti, and behold, you've reached your lotus hand into the nectar sea and cast that gem upon this land. O Lord Chaitanya Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Overwhelmed with love of Krishna, who is none but you, you dance ecstatically, astounding, three-eyed Lord Shambhu. To all your humble devotees, you gladly manifest the nectar of devotion. They feel infinitely blessed. The proud and egotistical can never know your glories. To them, accounts of your great deeds are just so many stories. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Even low-born sinful souls entrapped in Kali's age, suffering uncounted pains that no one can assuage, are instantly delivered when you kindly seek them out and flood them with your splendid mercy, making bhakti sprout. And so with heart rejoicing at your mercy's endless store, I take full shelter of your lotus feet and then implore, O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Trickling from your lotus mouth, the honey nectar stream of your pure words enlightens all and showers bliss supreme upon the humble bumblebees who are your devotees. What use to them are dry philosophies, austerities. You are an ocean full of gems, the holy names, which bless all people on this planet with supreme auspiciousness. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The beauty of your face defeats the full moon's soothing glow. From full-blown lotus petal eyes, your loving glances flow. By clusters of your gentle smiles, your lovely lips are graced. Your chest is broad, your arms are like two glorious upraised snakes. Your handsome form defeats 100 million common daves. And best of all, your mercy floods this world in endless waves. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. O Lord, His splendor calls to mind the golden daffodil. Now, the reason why I use the daffodil, because Prabhupada is holding a daffodil on the back of the one big Krishna book way back when. And the context is that, why was he looking at that with such appreciation? Because he said, this is the color of Lord Chaitanya. O Lord, whose splendor calls to mind the golden daffodil, I am the lowest sinner in this world of sinners. Still, you overlook the faults of one whose faults are like an ocean and bless him with the strength to practice unalloyed devotion. With this in mind, O Lord, who are most kind to fallen souls, I ask you with a humble heart, devoid of mundane goals, O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. So now comes the ninth verse, which is a Kapala Shruti, which you get for hearing it. Or chanting. O festival of happiness for all this world of woe, O Lord who caused the joy in Shachi's heart to overflow, O fulgent moon whose glow is your unending spotless fame, O Bhagavan whose mission is to spread your holy name, O Sri Chaitanya Chandra, kindly grant this one request. May those who hear these verses, feeling purified and blessed, while deeply contemplating your exquisite lotus feet, attain pure love for you, and make their blessed lives complete. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Okay, it's only five, we have 5 minutes. Should I read a few more? Okay. Yes, please. Yes, yes.
We're told word spread around the community that there was trouble over in the long building, I think was under construction at that time. And so everybody raced over there. I remember like grabbing some big piece of wood or something, you know, it was some kind of big thing happening over there. So when we got over there, there were all of the local Bengalis from this nearby farmers. And they were angry about something. Not sure what it was because I don't understand Bengali, but they were very upset. They had their rice cutting knives, these big curved things that they used. And so there was a real confrontation there. And they were shouting, and the devotees, there were maybe like 50 to 80 of them, all with these knives. And the devotees were all gathered. There were maybe equal number of devotees or maybe a little less. But then all of a sudden, Jai Pataka Maharaj started to lead us in the chanting of the Nisringadeva prayers. And just as those prayers went on, all of a sudden the vicious farmers who had come to kill, they all of a sudden they lost all their just determination, just like go right out of them. And they just, all their anger, they just lost all their energy. And it was over and they walked away.
It's amazing because I never heard about this one before. Yes, it's a good lesson for us, you know, to take shelter of the Lord, just sing it and call on Him. There's other pastimes too we could. Okay, so I'm going to end with this one. This is another sweet one. This is a Kunja Bihar Ashtaka by Rupa Goswami, the first one. And I'll just give you a taste of the Sanskrit because it really lilts. Inna nila mani mandala varna pulla nipa kusamantra karna Krishna labha dakshora sihari sundaro jayata Kunja Bihari. Now those who are familiar with the Gopi Geets, this is the same meter as chapter 35. It's Bama Baha Kata Bama. The gopis are singing. So I'll just give the English. His smooth complexion conquers sapphires, stunning to the eye. Kadamba blooms with fragrance full on each ear gently lie. His beauty's greatened by his chest, where Gunja necklace stays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Chakora longing for the moon of Radha's radiant face. A thief purloining patience from the coward's wives apace. His expert rhythmic dancing winning all the gopis' praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. When Indra's sacrifice he stopped, he stole the deva's pride by playfully uplifting Giri Govardhan to hide his friends and cow beneath the hill for 7 nights and days. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Heartwarming, warbling melodies adorn his flute, which sings of Cupid's vest. To him unending happiness it brings. The parrot pair, his loving pastimes, never tire to praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. His glistening garments steal a splendid glow by gold possessed. A perfect peacock plume bedecks his most exquisite crest. Vrindavan's radiant girls rejoice to see his loving ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Most fragrant sandal paste anoints his limbs so slightly blue. A golden belt adorns his handsome waist. He's likened to an elephant bound by the ropes of Radha's winning ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. His fulgent forehead glows with golden tilak he's applied. His playful pastimes swing his champak garland side to side. He meets the gorgeous gopis for their rendezvous in caves. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Their work ignored, the coward's wives are nearly paralyzed when dancing glances strike them from the corners of his eyes. Ecstatic heroes setting love-mad Radha's heart ablaze. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. The pastimes that the Lord enjoys in Braj's sylvan bowers enhance this octave's beauty and pour forth pure nectar showers. Whoever hears these verses soon acquires saintly traits and serves as lustrous lotus feet with love that ne'er abates. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Hari Bol.